Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. The subject of our program today is the Goodness Revolution. You'll want to stay tuned for the entire program, for there's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
Where the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, in almost every case, there's two things happening. Good stuff is going in, bad stuff is coming out. And a lot of times we tend to major on, you know, let's just get rid of the bad stuff and we'll be fine. But that isn't true. That isn't the case. Not individually, not corporately, not nationally or whatever. We not only need the bad stuff out, we need the good stuff in.
God is so good. And as John said, you know, taste and see how good he really is.
Without the goodness of God, we can't survive in this world. It's impossible to survive without the goodness of God. And what's great is that the Lord, in these last days, is just about to make an explosion of His goodness, I think, in some ways. I don't know how He's going to do it yet, but I know He's going to do it.
Welcome to Insights. Today, we're talking about caring for the homeless and for the lonely. And I'd like you to turn in your Bibles, if you have them, to Acts 10:38, to our theme scripture. It reads this: "You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." You know, we are anointed for goodness. The anointing of God is the burden removing, and it is the yoke destroying power of the Holy Spirit that works in and through your life. And so we're going to see how this power can work through believers to do acts of goodness just like Jesus did. You know, we know Jesus went about doing good acts such as healings and miracles and deliverances and raising the dead and all those wonderful acts of benevolence, because it's all kingdom stuff, but he did it under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that same anointing that was in Jesus is in you. In fact, Jesus said in John, in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father." So we're destined and called to do works of goodness. On today's program, we're going to be specifically looking at the needs of the homeless, poor, of the lonely. And you know, society is full of them, absolutely full of people who are needy, who are hurting, who are alone, who are homeless. In fact, a lot of times our teams with Extreme Prophetic, we go out on the streets into the inner city, into some of the darkest places of society, and we see homeless people everywhere. In fact, we've seen people living in shopping carts. They have everything they own in shopping carts. And in the morning, if you rise up early in the morning and walk through the inner cities, you'll see people actually sleeping in the shopping carts. You know, God is calling us to help these ones. He's calling us to reach out and to touch them. And that doesn't necessarily mean to bring them into your home, although it could be. Some good friends of ours just a couple weeks ago brought people into their home for a whole month and cared for them and nurtured them and then looked after them and helped them get on their feet. So God might call you to do that, or he might just call you to be kind to them. An act of kindness, an act of goodness, making their day better. Now I'd like you to turn in your Bibles also to Isaiah 58 verses 6 and 7. It says, "Is not this the fast which I chose, to loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke? Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? And when you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own family?" You know, there are many people today who are afflicted in this way. You know, we have lots of friends who take in foster children or who adopt children that don't have homes. Ron and myself, we've oftentimes taken in people off the streets and people that were lonely and didn't have a place to stay. We'd take them into our home and help them out. You know, God's looking for people who will do acts of goodness in this way. And maybe you're one. It's one way that you can start a goodness revolution.
The Lord is calling His church to take the prophetic to the streets. This four-day Extreme Prophetic School will instruct you in the simplicity of hearing the voice of God and sharing words of hope and destiny with others. You will feel more confident to reach your neighbors, friends, and others who the Lord brings across your path. We live in extreme times, and extreme times call for Extreme Prophetic. For more information, go online at extremeprophetic.com.
There's probably homeless, lonely, and broken, needy people around you right now. You might not have noticed them yet because you will only notice them if you look for it, if you can see it, if you have eyes to see. And over the years, my husband and I and our family have taken in many needy people into our home. And I'm not saying that God's calling those of you that are watching the program to do this necessarily, but maybe He is. There's many different ways that you can touch the needy and the lonely. You can go to where they are and bless them there, or you can bring them to where you are. You can invite them in for dinner, or you can have them over for tea or something like that, or go to their place and bless them. But connect with the lonely. Connect with the ones that look invisible to everyone else. And our family's lives have been enriched by bringing people into our home. Sometimes they were just lonely, single people that needed a place to live. Other times they were broken people and bound people, addicted people, children that needed to be rescued out of a really dangerous situation. But our life has been enriched because in every person that we've brought in, we've seen a treasure inside of them. And God has taught us the treasures of His heart as we've reached out to just be a blessing. And it always seems at the end of the day that we always receive more than what we give, because you receive deeper things than what you could ever imagine, deeper things than what the eye can see, things that connect into the heart. You know, we've had many friends that we know of that have taken in children, adopted them even into their own family, their children in need, children from other nations even, children from the streets, children that were born to addicted parents, you know, just traumatized, and yet families would take them in and nurture them. And there's many children right now that are looking to be adopted or fostered in really good and caring homes. And maybe the Lord would put that on your heart to do in some way.
I remember sitting at home, I think I was watching a soccer match on TV, and I felt the Father say to me, I need you to go downtown in the next few minutes. So I just stood up, said to Heather, I'm just going downtown. She said, why? I said, I don't know. I just, the Lord told me to go downtown. It was in the middle of winter. There was like 9-10 inches of snow on the ground. It was cold, you know. It's one of those nights where things freeze, you know. So I'm going out to my car, and the Lord says to me, I want you to go and buy half a bottle of whiskey. So I said, well, okay. So I went down the liquor store, I bought half a bottle of whiskey, and I parked downtown and said, where am I going? And he just led me through these streets, and then I came to this old pile of newspapers and blankets, and there was an old guy there, an old derelict guy, who's out of his head most of the time. And the Lord said to me, I want you to give him the whiskey, and I want you to tell him the Lord loves you, and you must stay alive, because He has a purpose for you. So I knelt down and I woke him up, and he's, you know, he's swearing and cursing and stuff like that. And so I opened the thing and let him sniff it, and he grabbed it and he took a drink. And I said to him, the Lord says to you, my son, stay alive this night, for I have a purpose for you. And I went away. And 9 months later, I'm walking down downtown, and this guy bound, this old guy, clean shaven, you know, bounds up to me and said, you're him. And I said, excuse me. He said, I thought you were an angel. He said, I was a derelict 9 months ago, out of my head on meths and so on. And he said, I knew I was freezing to death and I wanted to die. He said, and this angel came and gave me half a bottle of whiskey. But he said, he gave me a message from God. I said, what did he say? And he said it exactly the way that I said it. He said, my son, stay alive this night, for I have a purpose for you. He said, and he started crying. He said, no one's ever called me my son. He said, I drank the whiskey and it kept me alive. And I started looking for God. And he said, and I'm off alcohol and I'm doing this and I've got this job. and I'm living in the center, but I'm going to move into my own place soon. I said, so what are you going to do with your life? He said, oh, I know. I'm supposed to walk the streets and say to people, my son, stay alive. You know? And I'm thinking, whoa. Now, you can go away, right? And you could have all kinds of problems with that. Why didn't you just heal him? Why don't you just, you know, get him healed of his condition? I don't know why. I don't know why God gave it that way. I do know that this man said that was the last whiskey I ever drank. So I'm wondering what God put in the bottle. If he can change water into wine, what could he turn whiskey into? Maybe it was whiskey in the bottle. Maybe it was something else. Who really cares? Point is, as ridiculous as it was, I did what God said, and this guy is alive, in his right mind, and he's discovered something. Now, supernatural is a little bit weird on days. The thing is, we are not supposed to be weird. We're only supposed to do weird things. And then let God be God. But hey, there's a life that's out there on the streets with a whole different reason for living. And that's good enough for me.
What about you? Is there a life that you can touch? Is there a life that you can show goodness to? Let's start a goodness revolution. It's just about caring, isn't it? Why don't you reach out and care for someone today?
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
Welcome to The Stuff. We're here to resource you. You know, our team is very encouraged oftentimes by people that write in notes to us through the email or give us phone calls, or we meet them at seminars along the way, and they share how our teachings have ministered to them and have built them up so that they can go and do the work of the kingdom. And I have here a little note from Arnold in Texas. It says, Dear Extreme Prophetic, I ordered a set of the School of Extreme Prophetic tapes a number of months ago, and now I'm leading teams from my church. We have even set up a booth at a psychic fair. Thanks for your encouraging teaching. You know, when you set booths up in psychic fairs, you're not there to do psychic readings. You're there to give the real thing, aren't you? The prophetic word. And so we have the School of Extreme Prophetic for each and every one of you. You know, you don't just have to wait for it or wait until a school comes into your area. You can get online right now at extremeprophetic.com and order the set. There's an accompanying manual that goes with it, and you can take the course right in your own home. It'll teach you how to reach the lost, how to hear the voice of God, how to go out in creative ways to win people for Jesus Christ using the prophetic gift. And then if you've never prophesied before, this is the course for you. It's a prophetic boot camp. And we take you through very easy steps on how to hear the voice of God, how to prepare your life to prophesy, how to connect with the prophetic flow that's inside your spirit. This is a tremendous course, prophetic boot camp, or we could also entitle it prophetic made simple. Why don't you go online right now and take a look at that item? And also, we have a special called Prophetic Evangelism on DVD, Prophetic Evangelism, and it's on the website for you to order, and it'll build your faith to go out to the streets and win people for Jesus. And finally, I'd like to feature a prayer CD. It's Praying the Bible, and it's Prayers for the Harvest. It includes prophetic words concerning the harvest, as well as prayers, just tons of prayers for how to pray for the lost, and you can just put it on and pray along with it. So these are a few resource items today that will help get you equipped to go for the streets. Why? Because they're waiting for you. There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
Don't give up for your kids. You know, things get tough. Things don't always look as they should, but you know, we need to stand on the promises of God. And you know, it says, as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord.
And even for moms whose kids have even actually who have come back to the Lord, we need to start praying for restoration for our kids' lives where they've been actually in the world, and that we should be going out to God for 7 times restoration.
There's a woman watching the program right now. You're in your older years. In fact, you live on your own. And you've been in grief for this last little while because you had a savings. It was like a life savings. And someone had talked you into investing it so that you could multiply the savings. And that savings was actually an inheritance for your children. And it has been lost through this business venture. The business venture went bad. The investment went bad. And it's been lost. And you're just beside yourself. You haven't had it in you to tell your children, or hardly anyone knows about this. You feel so much shame and don't know what to do with it. But the Lord wants to bring comfort to you right now and wants to assure you that if you will just be comforted by Him, just allow His comfort to touch your heart, that He will introduce you to a revelation of His love that is so big. In fact, it's bigger than life. It's bigger than anything that you're facing right now, and it is enough to sustain you and your family through this situation. He is bigger than what you're facing.
You're hearing me with one ear. You're hearing me out of your right ear. You can't hear me out of your left ear because there's no eardrum. And the power of God is moving on your ear right now, and it's popping open. Lord, I thank you for healing that ear right now. In fact, I just see oil coming out of that ear as God heals it and restores it and recreates a new eardrum in your left ear.
Depression has been knocking at your door, and even death wishes, not so much suicidal thoughts, but death wishes, saying, well, what am I living for? I might as well be gone. What am I good for? Well, you're good for a lot. You're good for a lot of things because you're special. You're unique. There's a wonderful, wonderful future ahead of you. And right now, I feel the Lord leading me to break something off of you that's damaging you. It's like this obsession with needing to be married, with having to have a partner in order to feel complete. And the thing is, the Lord is your completion. And I'm going to break this thing off of you right now. In Jesus' name, I command the oppression. I command the depression. I command the death wish. I command the disillusionment and the wrong focus to lift off right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask, Lord, that you'd fill her with hope, with life, with goodness, with blessing, with expectation for a good future. Just fill her up right now in Jesus' name. You know, I prayed that prayer for a woman, and as I was praying that, there was a man watching, and you said in your heart, a woman, I thought that word was for me. Well, sir, it's for you too. And that same prayer to lift off all that oppression is coming off of you. And in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of rejection off of you. It's been on your life for a long time. And in the name of Jesus, I just lift it off, and I speak the power of God's favor over your life, over your heart, over your workplace, over everything that you put your hand to do in Jesus' name.
Remember, God does nothing except He reveals it first to His servants, the prophets. Under the Influence Mag, you want it. Order it online at extremeprophetic.com.
We want to invite you into partnership with Extreme Prophetic today. We absolutely love our partners. In fact, when I'm out speaking at different conferences and that, often I'll have a partner come up to me, or a number of you, and you'll say, I'm a partner of Extreme Prophetic. And, you know, we just have a great time chatting and getting to know each other and have a little time of blessing prayer and stuff like that. I just love it. And so we oftentimes have our partners share with us that ever since they become partners with Extreme Prophetic, that they've received blessing in their lives. In fact, just recently I was talking to a young woman who became a partner a month ago, and she said, ever since I've become a partner, my anointing level has increased. I've had breakthrough in anointings. I've had open doors to minister ever since I became a partner with Extreme Prophetic. So we want to invite you to partnership. Go online right now at extremeprophetic.com. Find out more about it, or phone our toll-free number that's on your screen, and we'll make sure that we get you signed up. And Also, we want to encourage anyone that is wanting to give a one-time gift into the ministry. We appreciate you. In fact, all of our partners and everyone who donates into the ministry, we pray for you every single day for you and your gift. So sign up today and join this media team. Raphael, you know what? I just love you so much. And I know that God brought you here. Like, we were just feeling this urge to come out on the streets tonight and just preach Jesus. We just felt we had to. And we've been standing here preaching to the air because there was no one, but we just felt like we had to do it. And I believe it's for you. And I believe tonight is your night of deliverance. We're going to lead you into a born-again experience with Jesus Christ. We're going to see you empowered with the Holy Spirit, and we're going to see you delivered from a drug habit and healed of HIV. Do you believe that Jesus can do that? We know that He loves you so much, and He wants to do that, and He has a future and a hope for you. Okay? So why don't you follow us in prayer right now. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe that you are my Savior and deliverer.
You are my Savior and deliverer.
I believe that you love me.
I believe that you love
me. And you died on the cross for me.
And you died on the cross for me.
2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago.
I ask you now.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Yeah. And come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And make your home inside of me.
And make your home inside my soul.
Yeah.
My heart.
Yeah.
My mind.
Yeah. And I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That you have come in.
And thank you, Lord, that you have come
in. And you are strong inside of me.
And that you are strong inside of me.
Amen.
Amen.
And I ask you, Lord, now.
And I ask you, Lord, now.
To write my name in your book of life.
To write my name in your book of life.
And to fill me.
And to fill me.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
Baptize me.
Baptize me.
Soak me.
Soak me.
In the power of your Holy Spirit.
In the power of your Holy Spirit.
And I thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord.
That I have strength.
That I have the strength.
To walk in freedom.
To walk in freedom.
And to fulfill destiny.
To fulfill destiny.
And that you're going to heal my broken heart. Now, are you going to pray for him for the deliverance?
Do you have a coat?
A what?
Do you have a winter coat?
No.
Well, you do now. This is for you.
You serious?
Yeah, this is for you. And we're going to pray for him. We're going to rip this spirit of addiction off you right now. You're going to be completely set free, brother. I love doing this. I get pleasure out of terrorizing the devil and setting people free in Jesus' name. Do you want to be set free from addiction to heroin right now and to methadone? Do you believe Jesus Christ will do this for you? Okay, we're going to pray in Jesus' name. You're going to be set free right now. Just put your hands up for me just like this. Father.
Father.
I'm just going to stay right there. Father, in Jesus' holy name.
Ho.
I just take authority right now over this
spirit
of addiction right now. You spirit of heroin, you loose him. Loose this man right now in Jesus' holy name. Spirit of doubt, I bind you right now in Jesus' holy name. I just declare that you have the mind of Christ. I am declaring into the heavenlies that Raphael is free from heroin, spirits of addiction. You got to flee right now. I have authority over you.
Thank you,
I just set you free in Jesus' holy name. And I say Raphael's body.
I feel a warmth in my
body. That's the power of God.
It's the power of God.
He feels a warmth in his body.
And I want to speak to this HIV thing. This HIV is not bigger than Jesus Christ. He's not bigger than Jesus Christ. It says that everything has to bow to the name of Jesus, including HIV. So HIV, I bind you right now in Jesus' name, and I take authority over you. I command you to loose Raphael. Loose him. Loose him now. Loose him now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we speak life into him and not death. We speak healing and strength. We thank you that you're fortifying him in Jesus' name. I'm getting a name, but I'm not going to mention the name because of the nature of this particular word. But you have just had an abortion. And since you had the abortion, you've been feeling overwhelmed, devastated. You've been feeling, what did I do that for? How could I have done it? And the relationship that you thought would become secure by what you did has just broken up. So you're double devastated. And God just wants you to know that he's with you. He wants you to know that even though everything is so messed up right now, that he is the champion of fixing up messes. And he's going to walk you through this day by day, bit by bit, and you're going to come through because he loves you very, very much. He hasn't turned away from you, but he's reaching out to you in your time of sorrow and brokenness and devastation. You know, there's many of you watching the program right now that you're saying, does God see me? Does he say hi to me? He does, to each and every one of you. He says hi to you. He says hi to you, Jared. He says hi to you, Nancy. He says hi to you, Matilda. He says hi to you, Jacob. He says hi to each and every one of you. He says hi to you and yours.
The first problem with the Christians today is they forgot what God told them, to love one another and be humble. Because ain't nobody can stand in front of God, and if you think you can, you're going to get slapped down. They're walking by and sneering at me. But what was John wearing? Sackcloth and ashes, or, you know, skin, yeah, or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And they look at me and they say, oh, you don't look good. I've got on a silk suit. And look at you. But what they say? They all want the best places at the feast.
Yeah.
They want the robes with the long phylacteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did Jesus say about them? All polished and shining on the outside and full of dead men's bones.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's program, and we'd love to have you meet us online at extremeprophetic.com. In fact, if you have a testimony to share with us of a way that God has blessed you through the program, why don't you drop us a line at testify@extremeprophetic.com. We would love to hear from you. Now, listen very carefully, because here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
And the good stuff is the kingdom of God. It's the Holy Spirit, and he comes with his love and his peace and his joy and his anointing, his power to do miracles. And there's nothing that turns a person around like being physically healed, for example, or having God come in and so do an emotional miracle that they get free from all of the fear and all of the stuff. And so we are big on that. I want good stuff in almost more than I want bad stuff out. Because when that presence of God comes in, you know, people don't want the bad stuff anymore. They want the goodness of God. And they want it desperately.